Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Friday. Today is March 2nd. Danny's sitting with me. We're looking at the rain and we're saying, wow. She doesn't like it. I love it. There you go.
Rain just makes me tired, Sam.
I'm a little bit country. You're a little bit rock and roll.
Okay, sure.
That was a song. It was a song. But to show people's differences and yet, you know, the same common interest in music. And it was Donny Osmond and Marie Osmond. Come on.
Not my thing.
You don't know, huh?
Nope.
That's from another era altogether.
Yeah. They had a reality show.
They did.
Yeah, I watched it.
Oh, the Osmonds did?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's why they got a divorce.
Oh, okay. Listen, you need to turn your microphone. You're talking away from it, and it's a little turned. There you go.
This way?
Yeah, there you go.
That's better?
Saying we need to be able to hear yourself, to hear you. In a few minutes, we're going to be joined by our guest, a very special guest, a very good friend of mine. In fact, a brother from another mother and a bro. And we're going to have a lot of fun. Just to catch up on a couple of things, so you said you went last night. You drank?
I always drink, Sam.
You do, right?
I think I'm not going to do anything this weekend.
You drink too much?
Last night I drank a decent amount.
What does that mean? Let's count.
I went to one bar and I had one tequila and orange juice.
Uh-huh.
Then I had a shot of tequila and orange juice. And then I went to the club and I had two tequila and orange juices. So total of four.
Four drinks.
And it was tequila.
Four fucking drinks.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I came home and I don't remember eating an entire chicken Caesar wrap and falling asleep with it on me.
Oh my God. You woke up with a wrap on you?
Yeah, and I was like, I need to get my life together.
You really do. That's almost a blackout.
No. It wasn't that bad.
No?
I think it was just like when I get home, I get so tired.
Right.
And I'm not a classy chick at all.
No, but I mean, drinking, that's what it does. You know, I went with my friend drinking last night and I got tired, you know? So it depends. Everybody handles it differently.
Yeah, drinking makes me so tired.
Right. You know? At the same time, while I smoke weed, a lot of people get tired from that and I get all energized and everything. So it affects people differently.
Weed makes me tired as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it depends what kind, though.
I need to like smoke more weed and drink less.
Yes, I highly recommend it.
Like last night, it would have been chill if I had one drink and smoked a blunt.
Right.
But instead, I had four tequilas and fell asleep with a chicken Caesar salad wrap on it.
The interesting thing is you have to get fucked up either way, though, right? That's the problem there. Why? Why do you feel you have to replace alcohol with weed? Just go out and don't drink or smoke weed.
I don't find people to be that interesting, so drinking helps me find you interesting.
Gotcha. So does Don thinks it's funny. Let's bring Don into the conversation. I mean, he's not an official guest. He's a friend of the show, of the station, of mine, and now of Danny's.
Yeah.
We're welcoming Don Newsome to the show. Welcome, Don.
Hey.
There you go. And if the voice sounds familiar, which probably isn't because you guys don't remember what happened a month ago here, but Don's twin brother was here as well, and you got to see him actually on the day you came to audition.
Yeah, I just told him that.
Right.
I was like, I met your brother when I was auditioning.
And that's why you were right when you said that was the only song once.
Mm-hmm.
I made a mistake. I thought you'd been here the previous Friday when he was here.
No.
But that was another contender.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Oh, you got me mixed up with someone else, Sam?
Yes, you see?
The disrespect.
Well, that's before I knew you.
Yeah, no, it's so crazy because his voice is like
the
almost
same, right?
Exactly the same.
Right. But Don, you have a radio voice for sure. You're in radio. You're not behind the mic, though. And you own BBS Radio, which is a radio station that actually started before we did.
Mm-hmm.
Don is a fucking innovator.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Don?
Well, thank you very much.
You're a pioneer.
Yeah, I'm an innovator.
Will you innovate something for us today?
I feel like you guys are laughing at something I don't get.
I don't know. He just laughs. He loves to laugh.
But, and the laugh is exactly the same too. It's
yeah,
crazy.
Absolutely. But the funny thing is that, you know, I can tell them apart and everything, right? But I never saw them separately.
You're
so what
shorter.
Is,
I am. Yep.
Really?
Yeah,
he's shorter.
Yeah, about an inch and a half.
Oh, really?
I'm about an inch
that's
and a half taller.
Oh, and you're twin, yeah? Mm-hmm.
So and he's the younger twin, shorter? And I'm the younger twin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your sister's even shorter than you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think she might be, my feet are bigger too.
Oh, okay. But at any rate, going from feet back to Don. No, we weren't laughing at anything that you didn't understand. I mean, it's just like, but sometimes people just laugh. You
yeah,
know,
which is good. Yeah. You guys have great energy together. You yeah, guys are like no, best friends, huh?
Yeah, we really are. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're like brothers to me, mm-hmm. you know, both of them. And so Doug was here. They can't live together because they have a business to run.
Right.
So Doug was here last month. Now I got Don to go out, to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like he came out of his cave after 10 years.
30.
That's right.
30? No, 30 years since he's been in L.A.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You've been in other places before you moved to Paris.
Yeah, right. I stay in my cave. I have a man cave. I don't leave.
A bat cave. Yeah.
Man caves are legit.
But it's serious, you know. I mean, you guys live in a place called Paradise, California, which is a small town. You kind of live out in the woods.
Right.
And they have a beautiful property, mm-hmm. you know, deer and everything going in there, you know.
You don't hunt the deer, do you?
No, but I was thinking about it.
Oh,
we've
yeah,
got
bow and arrow,
them,
right?
Oh, yeah.
They so, look have delicious. You seen Bambi?
I see Bambi every day. I want to take her down.
Oh, my God, no.
She looks delicious.
No.
No, he won't do that.
No,
he's
he
got
won't.
A good heart. Plus, he's got kids. You know, they're going to be traumatized if you kill a fucking
yes.
deer.
Yes.
I'm telling
truly
you.
Truly, they will.
Yeah.
You said. It died on the neighbor's lawn.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we dragged it in. It's roadkill, actually, kids.
Oh, my goodness.
These people, they eat roadkill. Do you know that?
No. Like who eats roadkill?
I'm telling you, like on Howard Stern, there's a guy whose father lives in Kansas, and he keeps telling him, we got some roadkill, and we ate it, and we cooked it, and with
so
a southern
accent.
So they,
like, go accent. Out, and there's a raccoon that got ran over, and they're like, oh, dinner. Yeah.
There's a business that offers that now.
Really?
Roadkill. You can order actual roadkill product, right?
That
well, maybe
be.
It's more humane, you know, because you don't have to kill them in order to eat them.
There are restaurants that say, you know, that they only serve roadkill.
So roadkill.
Wait, I'm sorry. So how is that sanitary, though?
It's not. I don't
like,
think
if
it's
you
real.
If you eat a raccoon that just got killed by a Mack truck, like, how on earth is something not going to be happening on the inside after you're done eating that?
I don't know, man.
Definitely diarrhea, for sure.
Well, put it that way. The animal was really scared right before it died, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So it would show up in the food, I think.
Right,
too.
It tenderizes the meat.
Oh, my God. That's so gross.
So today we're thinking of going to a gifting suite out at at one of the hotels in Hollywood. And so we'll see. Maybe we'll still go. What the hell, right?
I mean, what nothing else are you going to do today?
Right, exactly.
It's 2 hours of your time and $25 of parking.
Yeah, that's not bad. So we'll all meet there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll
or you could just take an
drink.
Uber.
I mean, I'm sure there's meat and, well, yeah, that's true. But
why
then
don't
you
just,
park
are you
going to
drink?
Else.
No. Honestly, you should go. You should take an Uber, go to the event, and then take him out on the town. Because there's so much to do out there, and you're already going to be out there.
But why an Uber? I mean,
because you're going to drink, obviously.
No, I never drink too much.
Really?
No, I mean, I'll mostly have one drink, and it doesn't do
well,
anything.
Well, that's right, because like you're more of like a gummy bear cookie guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, gotcha.
Gummy bear.
And so he's going to be taking me out, and you're not?
No, I'm going to come. I'm coming for sure.
Oh, you're definitely going to come.
I'm going to come for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, you guys are
okay,
stuck with me for
great,
the afternoon.
That's great.
I just don't want to wear a dress today. I can't, if you know what I mean. No,
just
I can't.
Just wear whatever you
can't.
Want. I mean, look, we're wearing jeans and sweaters. If they let us in, great. If they don't, they don't.
It's at the fucking W. Like, they're going to let you in.
Yeah.
I've been there. It's really nice. Great for pictures.
Yeah, and it's not a nighttime event or
it's
anything.
Daytime, it's daytime, yeah.
People come as they are, I guess.
I just want to go because, like,
Don is like, what are you talking about? I always wear the same shit every day.
That's right.
I know.
Right.
Sometimes he works in his robe, you know?
Like, I mean, that's legit.
I should have brought it.
Yeah, I know. Like,
you could have worn it here.
I would have.
Like, but Sam has an issue
like
with
some
guys.
People
yeah,
we
I was
know.
Just about to say, Sam has an issue with guys that wear robes.
No, with a specific guy.
I know that.
With a specific guy. That was done.
Oh, man. Yeah. If I could wear a bathrobe in public, I would.
Would you really?
I want to do it just to see what people's reactions are.
Then do it.
I'll go to Ralph's and food shop in my bathroom.
If Daron can do it, you can do it, too.
Right.
Yeah. So for Don, I guess L.A. is pretty much a shock for you, not having been here in so long. But you haven't seen anything yet, really. I mean, you only arrived about 20 hours ago, and we haven't had a chance to do much. We went to my family, went to eat, we went this, that. But you're going to be blown away by this town. You know?
Yeah, it's like today is the day for y'all to party.
Right,
it's
exactly.
Friday.
We're going to party like there's no tomorrow.
Hey,
like
I'm
it's 1999.
Yeah. And then you guys can be in bed by 10. You can still go to bed early.
We did sleep a lot, man. We slept 10 hours, mm-hmm. which is unbelievable. But for me, I mean, I usually go
I'm
to bed
so
after
jealous.
12. And you do too. You usually go to sleep late, right?
I do. I usually go to bed around 2 in the morning, wake up around 10.
Yeah, yeah.
Get 8 hours every
you
day.
You do get 8 hours then. That's cool.
I wish. I can't remember the last time I got 5 hours.
Really?
Yeah. This whole week has been like a disaster.
I know. Well, you're partying too much. What can I tell you?
I know. Sam,
you need
I need
something
help.
To do. I know. I'll tell you what you need. You need a guy to settle you down. And then you won't have to go out all the time. You'll have somebody there.
Yeah, porn helps.
No, porn doesn't help. Maybe for men.
Maybe not for a one-armed person, but for a two-armed person, porn works.
No, for men, porn works.
It does.
Not for me, no.
No?
That doesn't keep me in at night, that's for sure. Like.
But what I like is porn in your hand keep you from having to really, really have a woman all the time. You know, you can be independent.
I feel like guys get bored.
You get too handy for the women.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No, guys, I feel like guys get bored with that, no?
With what? With porn?
No, with the like
with their own hands?
With themselves.
I don't know. That'd be weird if you got bored with yourself. That would be
I just don't feel that's like how true. I don't see how that's like pleasurable at all. I guess I just don't get it.
No.
Like somebody has sent me a video.
You don't pleasure yourself a lot?
No, never.
Really?
Mm-mm. Never?
Are you serious?
Oh, she's the one to date.
Yes. And that's like why she doesn't understand porn. I mean, can you imagine if you
never.
Didn't have
I don't
to
own wait? Vibrators, nothing.
Right, but the question is this, don't you like wish you had orgasms and stuff and not have to rely on a guy?
No.
Really?
Nope. Don't care.
Wow. She is the
that's
woman
pretty
to date.
Unusual. That's pretty unusual because many women do.
Yeah, I know. Trust me. I feel a little bit crazy about it when I drink, but on normal days, I just don't give a fuck.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, I'm just waiting. I'm here waiting for my husband.
No, I need porn almost every day, you know?
I feel like
to empty
men
out the,
are really addicted to porn.
Clean out the carbs.
Exactly. Yeah. You need to empty out the tanks, you know? Mm-mm. Renew them.
Nah.
Yeah, otherwise you get prostate cancer. You got to let them...
Really?
The movement, though, I believe so. You know, I also believe that in many times... I don't know. What do I know? I'm not a scientist. But I have a feeling that, like, breast cancer may come from, like...
wearing bras.
No. I think from not...
Not enough action.
Milk, the milk not circulating the correctly, you know, maybe...
Milk? You only get milk if you're pregnant, Sam.
No, but I mean, the thing is... Okay, but that's what I mean. Oh, so there's women that get it without getting pregnant. That's true. What the fuck am I talking
about? Yeah, I was like...
I don't know.
And there he was trying to serve ant milk.
Yeah.
Right, but I'm just thinking...
That doesn't really quite work.
I'm just thinking that if something in the body is not trained to do what it's supposed to do... Then you might get cancer. Like,
yeah, but I don't think we're also trained to like have sex that often.
What do you mean we're not trained?
Like as human beings, I don't think there's like a code or like a.
No,
I think
no code,
daily would probably be healthy.
Be a good thing.
I
right?
agree. If you have somebody to have sex with, that's not a creep,
right?
You know, but everyone nowadays is a creep. Okay, for instance, this guy that I want to date with. He wants to hook up with me. I semi want to hook up with him, but I screenshotted my period tracker, and I'm on my period right now. So he hasn't tried to see me since I sent that.
Don is like, what's that? That's an app.
It's a period tracker. I'm not kidding. It tells you.
Does
like,
it sense it, or do you have to put it in manually?
So you have to put it in. So when you first download it, you have to put in like your past 3 periods, and now it tells you every time you're going to get your period and when you're ovulating. It's never been wrong.
Really?
Never been wrong.
And doesn't that change depending on who who you're smelling or who's... You know, they say women in a group together
Yeah, it's weird. Nope, my period tracker has never been wrong.
Never been wrong.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
So I sent it to him. Wow. I screenshot it and I sent it to him. And I said, hey, listen, like, I'm not good till like midweek next week. So he talks to me every day, but he hasn't been trying to see me. And I know it's because you want to get it in and you can't right now. But like, you should be like trying a little bit harder, I feel. Like, I can't hook up with you, but you can still take me out.
But I don't understand. So you kind of like give me two different versions. One is that you're not just going to go to bed with anyone. The other one is that you may not want to have a relationship with this guy, right?
I'm for sure not having a relationship with this
guy. Okay, so you are changing your mind now.
I just
and
feel
after
like
many
I...
months you realize that, hey, you know, I better get action here if I don't do anything with myself.
Yeah, you know what it is? I was talking to my sister and I was like, if I like died next week... Like, I literally haven't had sex in almost a year. Like, that's not cool.
Not cool.
Yeah.
All right, just start having...
Now I know why you brought me.
He's like, yeah, why am I coming to the studio?
All right. I'm in. I'm in.
But it's true,
right? I figured I'd put a horny male, a horny female in a room together, see what happens.
No, but you know what? It's like, I don't mind having sex as long as it's... like safe sex, but I know girls out here that are sleeping with dudes like first night, 2 hours in, no condom.
Really?
Yeah.
Ouch.
So gross.
Yeah.
So gross.
So you would go to bed with someone you just met?
No.
Right? No?
I mean, what do you mean? Like,
you just met him, no?
I met him last week. Yeah.
Okay, did you kiss?
No, we haven't even kissed yet.
Okay, you see, so that's what I'm saying. You're already preparing.
So it's kind of like an acquaintance. You're not dating.
No.
No.
Nope.
He's a hopeful for
her. He's a
hopeful.
I got you.
Yeah, but I think right now he knows. I feel like once guys know that you haven't had sex in a year, they're like, oh, I got this bitch wrapped around my... I literally think that's his mentality.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
Like, you know, he texted me last night and I was like, he's like, hey, how's your party going? And I was like, oh, I'm a little drunk. He goes, oh, you must want me really bad right now. Like,
Wow.
And I was like, so he already knows that I'm distracted.
So he's confident.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you know, you're the gatekeeper. Women decide the sex every time. It's up to them. And you decide.
Yeah, I know.
You know, guys,
I just don't
want to
do anything I'm
going to
regret. And I'm deaf going to regret it. I feel like
you
I'm going to regret it. But he doesn't live here. So I'm going to sleep with you and then you're going to be on your way back to your country.
Right. But isn't that what you want?
I mean, it'd probably be easier not to get like emotionally
attached. Is that the Lebanese guy you went with?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So he told me that...
Yeah, he definitely just wants to use you so he can tell stories.
What do you mean tell stories?
To his friends.
Oh, like, look at this hot chick I
Me tell her. Yeah, let me tell you about her and all this. Because you showed me the picture, and by his attitude and behavior, from what you've described, that's pretty much what he wants, right, Don? He's
definitely,
not here for a relationship if he's visiting.
Yeah, no, he does not live here.
Well, at the same time, look, you could create yourself a nice memory of a one-nighter. You can always think about it, go back. If it's shitty, though... it'll suck, but, you know, I mean, there's very little chance it'll be shitty. Sex is sex, you know, usually it's good.
Yeah, but every single Middle Eastern guy, no offense to you, that I've been with, they haven't had...
Big ones?
Mm-mm.
Really? Well, they're not Jewish, you see, that's the thing. You haven't been with Israelis or Jews.
How do you know the difference?
Huh?
How do you know the difference?
Because if you're telling me that...
Men's
Middle
locker
Eastern,
room?
Middle Easterns have been small... in your experiences, I can tell you they have not. And not that I go look at people's dicks, but you know, reputations, whatever,
right.
Generalizations like we make and
right.
stuff. And I mean, I'm tempted to say I'm not small, but I don't want to really say it. Because
you
it's
just
not,
said it.
Yeah, I know, but the
hey,
way
everyone,
it sounds.
Sam does not have a small dick.
Exactly.
Either,
I'm not going to like... complain? That's one thing I don't complain about. Never had to. But I think it's because I played with it so much growing up.
No, I don't think
that
has...
As it was growing up.
We both grew up together.
I don't think that has anything to do with it.
I think it does.
No
I really
way.
Think it
Mm-mm.
does. I'm telling you.
Mm-mm.
What? If you stretch like a dick every day since you were a kid, you know, by being hard and stuff a lot.
No.
And playing with it, I'm telling you, it's going to grow.
I don't think so.
It's
going to
grow.
I don't think so.
Moment by moment.
Well, that's what I like to believe. If not, then I was just endowed very nicely. I mean, I'm no 11-inch, not even a 9-incher.
I don't don't think a lot of people are 9 inches though. Like I think that's a rare.
No. Yeah.
Like that's a rare thing. And I don't. And I had sex with a guy one time who had a 9-incher, and it just wasn't enjoyable for me.
Right. And it's also often not the length as much as the girth. You know?
Yeah. But it was like long and wide, 9 inches, and I was like, I am not enjoying this at all.
Yeah, that's too much, right?
Yeah. I was like, well, this needs to be done. Just hurry up and finish.
Yeah. No, I mean, we had Lexington Steele here doing a show. And he's a porn star with a 11-inch dick.
Okay,
he's
how?
A tall black guy, and I don't know how. But the funny thing is, he used to work on Wall Street, and he said, you know, I was like a stockbroker. I did a lot of great investments, blah blah blah. But then he realized, you know, look, I'm like, I've got something that not many people have. Let me make a career and money out of it. And he has.
He has.
He's become like the most well-known porn stars, you know, with big dicks and shit. So when you see it, you go, my God, you know, how do you fucking live with something like that? Because even when it's soft, you know.
It's still going to be like not.
Huge, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's freakish, actually, when you think about it.
No, thank you.
When you have something that most people don't, that's freakish.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Would you want an 11-inch cock?
No way.
Right? I mean, what's the point?
I wouldn't even touch it. I'd be like, you can get out.
Right.
No offense,
I mean, it might look good on camera or something, but to take it in, I don't see it. And for him, he can't get the whole thing in, so how pleasurable could that be, you know?
It can't be. I mean, I've met with small women, or maybe they're small and I'm... Or vice versa, I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, it just, it was not, you know, when you have something a little smaller than,
it's
it can be difficult. Yeah, it's not fun, it's not pleasant for the girl.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
No. Mm-mm.
That's true.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That is very true. Not comfortable for the girl. So, what's this? A bomb cyclone forms. I don't know what the hell that is, but
that sounds boring.
The East Coast, they're having some major storms there.
Yeah, Gabby said it was awful out there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So the weather's really trash.
Yeah, tell her she needs to move here, man.
I know. I've been trying to tell her. She's not listening to me.
Yeah. So, Don, a little bit about you, my friend. Let's put the spotlight
on 9 1/4
stuff. 9 1/4 inch. My God, man. I'm hanging out with the wrong people here.
Of course, I'm lying, folks.
So it's funny because I know so much about Don, I don't really know what to ask him.
Yeah.
So let's just talk about, you know, unless, do you want to volunteer something that's going through your mind or anything? Or should we just continue with the conversation?
First thought.
Yeah, right now.
You're thinking too hard about it.
Blank. He's probably thinking
sex.
Yeah. He's thinking sex because we've been talking about it. But isn't it amazing, you know, men in their 50s, we're still fucking sexed up like we were 20 years old.
No,
you know?
I don't think it changes. And the more that my dad is single, the more I realize that. And I'm like, wow,
really?
You guys never fucking change.
No, right?
Mm-mm. Like he called me the other day. I was like, I'm done with white women. I'm going to date Spanish women now.
Why is that? The white women?
My dad's only been with white women, which is weird because I've only dated
white guys.
And
they're not horny enough for him or something? Is that what he said?
No, he said they're crazy. And I go, Dad, you know that Spanish and black women are 10 times worse than white women?
Yeah?
Like, we'll blow your car up. I'm not kidding. I've done so many drive-bys. Like, I will drive by your house all night long if you're not answering.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Maybe that's why you don't have anybody.
Yeah, probably. Except I hate when people live in an apartment building with a security in the front. You can't get upstairs. I'm like, fuck. Fine.
It doesn't help a stalker.
Mm-mm.
There's a door.
So funny.
Maybe that's why did it occur to you? Maybe that's why they install them so stalkers can get through.
Yeah, for sure, 110%. I haven't done that in a while though. Like it's been like 2-3 years since I've been crazy.
Yeah,
but I've never been.
Now, so your dad is black or white?
Haitian.
Oh, your dad is Haitian.
Mm-hmm.
So he's black, and your mom is a white one, right? Okay, so he's Haitian, but he likes white women.
Yeah.
No problem there.
Yeah.
Right. So okay, well I get it, but. So you're saying that Hispanic women are crazier?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stay away from those.
Hispanics. Black, I think, is crazy, but like more like chill. Like we're
I bet
crazy,
you're pissing off so many people right now.
For sure.
With these statements, you
know? No, it's the truth. We can do some call-ins. I don't care, but...
But that's a generalization, you know? I mean, there's a lot of Hispanics that are very
mellow. Yeah, but there's a lot... Yeah. Yeah, some. Yeah. There's mellow people in every category of people. Right. And then there's some girls that get hit with the magical dick and they go psycho.
Right.
I really think 90% of the time that's what it's about. Mm. I don't even think it's generally that the women are like so upset about the dude. They're upset that their dick is now
somebody
being compromised.
Oh.
Yeah.
You see that? So they do value dick.
They
even if we don't think they do.
That's right.
No, it's
a commodity.
Very big, yeah. It's a big deal, for sure.
Okay, so no dildos for you.
Nope.
Okay, so how do we help her? We need a guy for her. But that just means that you're always dependent on guys to express your sexuality. That sucks.
Yeah, I know, but I don't care.
No, even with fantasies, not with porn, but with fantasies, you could.
I don't have fantasies.
Really?
Like, fantasies about what?
Okay, let me tell you this. Let's say, I don't know, there's nothing that you'd like to do, like a gangbang or something?
Absolutely the fuck not, Sam.
Not in real life, but
no, I never, ever fantasize about being gangbanged, okay. Having a dick in my ear and mouth and asshole. Like.
I don't know. Many women do. They don't want to really do it, but they fantasize about
it. No, never.
What
never.
About, like, no rape fantasies or anything? Some women
that's
have those.
No.
No, I mean it's not.
No, so a lot of people do, but no.
What about?
I
like
think maybe
threesomes.
No, threesomes? I can't have a threesome because I'm a psychopath. Like, I'm not about to watch you make someone else come in front of me.
Really, even if it's a guy or a girl.
First of all, if it's a guy, I'm gonna think you're gay.
Right. Well, number he is. It's a bi.
Yeah. Like, how is your dick hard
other,
while there's
yeah.
another hard dick right in front of me?
Right,
like,
right.
It just doesn't work for me.
So let me ask you this, because I in the past did bang a girl. With another guy in the room. We both fucked her, but took turns.
Mm-mm.
But there's nothing gay about it.
So gay.
Really?
I think that's so gay. People are probably upset that I'm saying that, but in my
opinion... No, but let me ask you this. What was gay about it?
I just don't understand how two grown-ass men...
Can have a hard-on in the same room together.
As another girl... Like, and what do you do while he's, like, banging her?
Nothing. Just fucking, like, I don't know.
Exactly. You
put
don't
my
think
clothes
little...
back on. We take turns. It's
so,
not like
no, Sam, you didn't put your fucking clothes back on. You were definitely standing there naked waiting for your turn.
I was not watching.
Yeah. So what were you doing and how did you say
I don't
hard?
Even remember what I was doing.
Yeah, because I'm right.
But I definitely did not look at his dick. It didn't
but you
turn
were listening
me on
to,
see, to
it.
I don't know.
Those what things kind of happen by mistake, I think. They, you
but
know.
How does
look, you're like 21
wait,
years
yeah,
old.
But how does
I
that
mean,
happen?
You know, you just fucking... Oh, we picked her up on the strip in Vegas.
Oh,
and she was in a car. No, she was with a friend. The friend didn't want to come with us, so she came with us alone. We had a threesome, but I didn't touch
so
the
you
guy.
Just,
I didn't even look at his dick. I fucked her, and then I let
well,
him
so it was
fuck
a one-night stand, essentially.
Yeah.
With some random girl from the strip.
Yeah, that she wanted to have something like this, I guess.
See, this is why I, like, don't sleep around, because it's just, like, everybody has that one random night where they go out with their boys, and some shit goes down, and then all of a sudden, you're texting me on a Tuesday to go get food, and then I'm sleeping with you, and then you expect to get your dick sucked, but I don't know where your fucking dick was just been.
Right.
Like, I don't want Becky pussy juice in my mouth from the night before.
Right. Well, make sure he takes a shower then.
That doesn't help, Sam.
Or invite her over.
No.
Okay. And what about two women? So you don't want him pleasing another woman while
hell
you're there.
Fucking no. I'm way too crazy for that shit.
Wow. So you're like possessive of the guy.
Oh, extremely.
So, well, if you have sex with this guy, like say tonight,
I'm gonna be a psychopath after. I already know.
Right.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
I tell everybody.
But
before
why
they
would
sleep
you do
with me.
That? But why would you do that? Because look, if it's good, you'll want to be with him, right? And then if you want to be with him and he's not here, you're like torturing yourself. Why? You know. If
I don't
you,
know.
Then tell yourself.
You want to know why I'm
that
interested in sleeping with him? He had really soft hands.
Right. Okay.
That is like the only reason.
Okay.
His hands were like the softest things I've ever.
All
thought.
Right. Listen, I'll accept whatever you fixate on. You
yeah.
Know?
It's
you said
weird,
you
right?
like hands.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you have to think long term and the consequences. And if it's going to make you crazy, don't do it. Don't do it.
But it's
going
to make me crazy with anybody, though.
No, I have soft hands.
Okay, we'll check out your hands after the show, Dad. But no, but the question really is what you're trying to accomplish here. If you just want a one-night stand, then go for it. If you don't do it, because then you'll regret it.
Yeah, but what if I have a one-night stand with him and then it turns into like a couple night stands, and then this guy could be my husband, which he's not going to be because he's Middle Eastern, but still.
He's not. He's not. I mean, they're not going to let him. Not only are you not, is he Muslim or Christian? Do you know?
I have no idea.
But regardless, regardless.
When you're done, just call ICE.
Regardless, you let him bring like a non-Arab woman to the family? No way.
He said his mom doesn't care.
None of them would do it. His dad might kick his ass or something.
Yeah, I don't know. So basically, I don't know what I'm trying to get at.
They don't accept, yeah. I mean, look, even in Judaism, you know, many people, parents are not happy if you bring someone who's non-Jew home, you know. It's a lot different now, but people want to preserve their own, you know, heritage, whatever.
Mm-hmm. So I found out I'm Jewish, too. That. I didn't realize.
Really?
Yeah, someone contacted us last week from our family, old people.
You didn't do DNA.com, did you?
Yeah.
I did 23andMe.
Okay, yeah.
You should really do that.
Did you read the contract?
It lets you, I don't know, but it lets you find out your ancestry and everything.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, I'm looking to do that now. I have a lot of questions now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, do it. 23andMe, it costs $69, I think. And then you can also get like a health report if you pay more.
Sure.
And
first of all, did you read the fine print in those contracts?
No, so tell me what's there.
So when you sign those contracts, they own your DNA.
They do. They can actually patent aspects of it. And,
like, idiot.
What are they going to do with it?
Maybe frame you for a murder you didn't commit.
Oh, come on.
And they could.
And they could. They literally could. Your DNA could be at a crime scene.
Yeah, but then you'd have a a reasonable doubt by saying my DNA is with this company. You can't prove that I left this
That's
DNA.
That's pretty tough.
That's
I don't
tough,
even think
they
even
it.
Tried that one.
I don't think anybody was framed.
I just don't care enough about my heritage to give somebody the rights to my DNA.
That's what stopped me, by the way.
Yeah, because exactly you read it.
Right.
Sam didn't read it.
Right.
I don't care. All I care about is that it told me I don't have Parkinson's. That was worth the whole fucking price.
Why did you think you had Parkinson's?
Yeah, because my dad died from it and my grandfather died.
Oh my God, I didn't know
that.
And
I thought, and I'm starting like sometimes I'm imagining, I think, my hand shaking or something. And I was really worried. So I ran this thing, and I definitely don't have that gene. It's a genetic thing. And
that's
I don't
crazy.
Have that gene. So I'm so relieved. So relieved. You know, it's like almost, I had like a shadow over my head all the time. I thought, what if I end up like this and I really don't want to? It's a slow death, you know?
Yeah, that's really, that's a hard disease and there's no cure for it.
So I did do the health option of it, found out, no dementia, no this. So it's pretty cool, you know, at least I cleared some things.
Well, it could also be the CBD oils and things you're taking.
I'm not taking CBD, I take THC, which only makes me high. It's
No, but marijuana heals a lot of shit.
Yeah,
so.
Parkinson's, it does. It's good for Parkinson's.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it is or not, but whatever, you know. He didn't have that big shaking that when you see those videos of people with Parkinson's, you see them taking weed, and suddenly they stop shaking so much. With him, it wasn't like that. He just, his hand shook a little bit. But
tapped it a couple times.
With my dad, it just sort of like he turned into like a statue almost, as far as not being able to move.
Yeah.
You know, your body.
Oh, so he didn't like shake and stuff.
No. There was not a lot of shaking at all. He just like he couldn't really, at the end, he couldn't even bring a glass to his mouth.
Oh, that's awful.
Wow. You know, it's pretty sad.
Yeah.
But in his mind, he was okay. But then you saw that he was getting dementia.
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to get dementia.
Well,
I'm already starting to forget shit.
23andMe. No,
I'm not going to do 23andMe, Sam, because I will be set up for murder.
But dementia is not forgetting. Dementia is like making up shit.
No, dementia, yeah, because you forget
your entire life. Alzheimer's part of dementia.
Yeah.
No, but he didn't forget his life and he had dementia. It's not the same. Dementia is like on the top and then Alzheimer's one type of dementia, and Parkinson's is another.
Alzheimer's
type
is
of
when
dementia.
You don't remember shit, right?
Right.
Like you're
right.
Like you like see your mom and be like, "Hey, who are you?" Right.
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 Eventually,
well, they've
it
reversed
gets to
it
that.
Now. Alzheimer's is now reversible, and they've been reversing it in clinical trials steadily.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Absolutely reversing it and arresting.
Are you serious about that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Very
impressive.
Yeah,
so
major
I'm good.
Breakthroughs happened.
Oh,
major. Yeah.
That's cool, man. Let's have some major breakthrough with sex, man. Like, oh, now they're starting with the sex robots, right? I can't
Which
imagine
is wicked
that.
Creepy and they're too expensive. For that,
right?
It's like, just go out and pay somebody.
Exactly, you know?
Like, why would you spend $15,000 to have sex with a robot?
Right.
Like, you've got to be a weirdo.
Right. And you know what? That's a weird, that's a robot. People have been doing it with dolls and shit.
Yeah, that's weird too. Right? Like, how do you fuck a blow-up doll? I just don't understand the pleasure in that.
And then they came out with the real doll, which looks exactly like a woman.
Yeah, the sex doll is a robot.
Yeah.
Right?
No. There's a robot now, I think.
Yeah, she like turns around, the first she can robot. Bend over.
Right, but the real doll is what they call
the real robot.
Yeah. I know this because they were on Howard Stern for many years, but the real
doll. You ordered one, didn't you, Sam?
Oh, yeah, right. I'd be curious to see what it's like to fuck that
doll. They have like fake asses. Like you can like fuck an ass.
Right.
Yeah.
What's worse, though? A doll or a dog?
A dog.
Oh my god, people that have sex with animals, man. My god,
I'm hearing a lot about that lately.
Really?
Oh, what's
that's
going
terrible,
on?
That's terrible, man.
They need to go to jail.
And women too, you know, they have like the dogs lick them and stuff, you know. I mean, I've heard several women tell me that.
Okay, Sam, no one has told you that ever.
You want to bet?
You so they were bet? Like, hey Sam, last night me
no,
and my dog.
No, not last night when I was a girl, when she was a little girl.
Wait,
she
what?
She let the dog lick her.
And I hope that you never spoke to her again.
Why?
Because she's a fucking weirdo.
It turned me on.
Oh my god, I'm so
think
done.
About it's it. A hell of a conversation, Beast.
Yeah. She's trash.
Right. She's not trash at all. Well, listen, I mean, little kids do all kinds of
if
things.
If the dog was
not that.
If the dog was clean.
Right.
Dogs are not clean. Oh my god, you guys, I'm so done.
Okay, we'll take it in a different direction then.
So
we're gonna go to
this party.
So no, I was also thinking this weekend I should take him to Venice Beach, right? You've probably been, but many years ago.
It's been a while.
Right. You need to go to Venice Beach.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And maybe if the weather's okay, but
yeah,
it's raining tomorrow. It's raining all day tomorrow.
Right. But
maybe
Sunday
on Sunday.
Might be good. Yeah.
Sunday, yeah, like spend a day.
And
like
if
on
it
the boardwalk.
Rains, we'll go other places. What the hell? You know, yeah. There's still many places to go that mm-hmm. are nice.
Do you know what I want to do for my 30th birthday?
What do you want to do?
There's a place in Santa Barbara or San Diego, one of the two, and you can get in a pool with sea otters and play with them for 2 hours.
Well, oh, see, back to the animals.
Isn't that SeaWorld in San Diego?
No, it's like a private practice.
Oh, okay.
And I want to swim with dolphins. Can you
oh,
do that
would be fun.
That would be so fun. Can you do that in Los Angeles or no?
I don't know. Find out.
You've been here longer.
I know they did it in SeaWorld, but maybe they don't now.
I
don't
want to go to SeaWorld.
Nobody wants to go there. They lost so many people
because
visiting.
It's animal abuse.
Lost them? Or just lost
customers.
Lost customers.
Yeah, people got lost in SeaWorld. Can you imagine? No, because of the whale and stuff, it's like, you guys suck. Animal abuse. Like, put that whale back in the ocean.
Yeah.
Let it go find his soulmate.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So, Don, what was... you grew up in Canada. At what age did you guys leave Canada?
9 years old.
9 years old. So you grew up there, really, in cold weather, right?
Yeah, loved it.
Really?
Yeah, Canada was a great place to grow up. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I want to go to Canada.
Cool place. And then you guys moved to where from there?
Washington State, 1977.
Oh, your parents moved? Why, yeah. Your dad had to?
Right. Well, they wanted to move. They wanted to get out of the... Well, the Canadian NDP, you had President Trudeau, which is the father of the current... Idiot.
Right.
Excuse my language.
But that
yeah,
wasn't
yeah.
back then, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Was he president
yeah.
back then?
Yeah. Trudeau was president, and then Premier Trudeau, and then Bennett was the head of, I think, British Columbia, kind of like your governor of British Columbia, Bennett.
Right.
And my folks just didn't like the politics, and they were heavy in business, and it, you know, crossed the lines of many politicians. And one thing led to another. They just decided to leave.
Wow. You know, how interesting, huh? Yeah. For ideals.
Right.
Ideology.
Right. They just didn't like the government corruption. The corruption in the business community was just, it's staggering. Because we were involved in penny markets, Vancouver Stock Exchange, you know, all that.
Really? So your dad was an investor and everything?
Yeah, an investor, promoter.
Right.
Boiler room operator, you know what I mean? Miner.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about. Like, not a clue.
Why?
I don't know. Anything that has to do with government, I just like it's total snooze fest.
But we didn't. He just said they have a government. They had a government that his parents didn't like.
As soon as I heard the word government, I checked out.
I know. I noticed that.
I was like, doo-doo-doo, like, stay awake.
Yeah. Well, you need to be a little more intimate with these subjects, you know?
I mean, I can pretend for sure if you want me to.
No, but sometimes conversations...
I faked worse.
Just go there, you know? No, I know. I was checking out a couple times yesterday. We were talking about health.
Oh, my God.
All day, right?
Sam.
We were talking about health and what?
That was brutal.
Why?
Yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you feel like
if
was
I was,
a hard
yeah, and it
carry?
Was just like, it was too
well,
much.
Well, but it's not always going to be like... light stuff.
No,
you know?
I know, but it
we
was
just
had
a,
too much.
You know, wellness, health type of discussion. I thought it was very interesting. It just a little too long because I'm not into food, talking about food or exercise or any of that.
It was just like no break in between.
But yeah, but it was interesting to see someone who's 50 years old riding 30 miles a day on his bike every day. And then doing all the other stuff that he does, running, whatever.
Right, swimming,
but, you know, but,
jumping.
But we were talking about this. It's like, you know, how can you spend so much of your life just doing that, right?
Like, and sounds when he boring. Said I calculate my sleep, I was like, bro, life is way too short to be calculating no sleep pattern.
Right.
But I was like, I'm not going to say anything.
Right. Everybody's got a different thing, you know? People want to live longer. They figure out.
I feel like to live longer, you just got to do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Yeah.
Whatever makes you happy, you've got to do it.
Exactly.
Like, I'm super broke right now. My life is a disaster, but I feel like I'm the happiest I've ever been.
That's good, you see?
Yeah.
So you're happy inside.
Yeah.
You're happy with yourself.
I think I might be a little happier if I had a little bit more of my shit together. Like, if I had my own money and I wasn't stressed, I'd definitely be happier, but I'm also not miserable.
But, well, you're taking steps, you know?
Yeah, baby steps.
Yeah. Now, what's the reason you wouldn't go and be a bartender or something?
I can't get a job. I've applied everywhere.
Really?
Every fucking club, bar you can
think
of.
What do you mean you can't get a job?
I don't know.
Wow.
It's so weird. In Boston, I got a job in like 3 seconds. And
really?
I bartended there forever. I can make a good drink.
Yeah.
I'm a good bartender. Like, you come to me, like, you're leaving fucked up, for sure.
So what else could you do? I mean, you could be, like, a receptionist or something.
I've tried. Sam, when I leave here, I go home, I send my resume, like, 200 times a day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like, wow. I can't even get
an initial
interview.
You need a career counselor. Maybe you're doing things all wrong.
My resume is probably trash.
Maybe.
Honestly. And I send my picture with my resume, so sometimes that... Because I feel like, wouldn't you want to know who you're interviewing?
I would, yeah.
Yeah, like,
that's a good
thing.
So
I send my picture, but some people tell me, like, don't send your picture.
Yeah, don't.
I'm like, why not?
Yeah, don't.
I'm going to show up at the interview
because,
and look
no,
exactly
but
the same.
No, but I'll tell you what, from my perspective, look, when I called for a co-host in entertainment, a headshot is part of the deal.
Right, right.
But when you go for a regular job, it's, if you put in a picture, it'd be like, oh, look, just in case you're not sure about me, take a look at how hot I am. I think that's
literally why I do it. That's why, hey, my resume may be trash, but I'm cute. Can
exactly.
I get that interview?
You see, and they know that. They can see right through it.
Oh, man, that's so funny you say that's literally why I sent my picture.
Yeah.
I'm like, can I at least get an interview, please? Thanks. Yeah. Like, I had an interview last Friday when I left here.
Uh-huh.
And it was in Beverly Hills, and it was for a personal assistant. And I Thursday night, I got so trashed. And you saw me Friday. I didn't look like shit, but I didn't look like my best. So I went, and I thought it was going to be like some old business guy because it was like in the middle of Beverly Hills. He's like a top movie producer exec. And he's like, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I'm not going to hire you. And I was like, why? He's like, you're way too good looking.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, I can't. Like, if I brought you to meetings... Like, people would literally harass me for your information. He's like, I can't do it.
This is, yeah. And you know what, though?
So, I'm like, so sometimes looks is like, yeah, it could help you get the interview, but it's not going
to
help you
land
the job.
But that's a pathetic thing to say, don't you think, Don? I mean, what does it say? He can't control himself? I mean, what the fuck?
No, not him.
This is discrimination.
Not him.
No, you're too hot. I mean, what the fuck does that mean, you know?
I don't know, but I appreciated the honesty.
But it would be like saying to someone, you don't look hot enough. It's like, you know, you're based on the looks.
Well, the line behind me of people interviewing was like literally people that look like they just got out of work at Best Buy. And I was like, okay, yeah. Like girls in like button downs all tied all the way up.
Yeah.
I went with like jeans, Converse sneakers on, a cardigan sweater, and I did not wear a bra.
Ah, okay.
That's probably why I was That's like, her sorry. MO. I was like, should I come to this interview looking like fucked up then? Would I have a better chance? He's like, no, your personality. He's like, you'd never be able to sit in a meeting and not speak. And he's probably right.
Yeah.
I'd probably always want to say something.
Yeah.
Like if I'm sitting there, give my 2 cents, even though no one cares about it.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. So, Don, what's it like? Like everybody always wonders about twins and stuff. And you both are twins, actually, in mm-hmm. the room here. And I wanted to ask Don, did you ever feel that it took away from your individuality? I mean, you're out here now. Everybody goes, oh, you look like your brother. You look like your brother and all this. Does that, like, get in the way, or do you still have your own identity?
Oh, yeah. We're completely separate.
Right.
Yeah, that's never gotten in the way. That's only helped. It's always, that's been fun. Fun times when we were younger, playing around with that. And it was easy to meet people, and we got invited everywhere, and we were pretty popular when we were younger. A lot of it, you know, because we were twins. So, yeah, it was, to me, a bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hasn't harmed me or hurt me.
Me and my sister are completely we don't have the same personality.
And you don't have any envy toward each other or anything,
No,
right?
But we can be really nasty to each other, though.
Really?
We need to work on that. Like, I always love to, like, see a therapist. Like, we're anything for her, but, like, when we meet each other, it's like...
Right, because like, I think
it's almost like you throw dick to not be thrown at somebody that's your best friend.
Yeah.
But sometimes when I'm there, I won't tell her.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't even know about like half my husband. Because she'll like throw it in my face. Like last time I dated a guy, she goes, and this is why we're fighting. And I'm like, no, it's Bill.
Do you guys fight sometimes, Don?
Ever?
Yeah, as much as... We had them all.
What? Yeah, me a fist fight, but really? She beats my ass, yeah. Like, she's punched me a couple...
Close you can... I mean, it's more just siblings. I mean...
Connection, just, yeah.
Yeah, siblings. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're there the whole time, you know.
But we work together now. Yeah. Really fun and easy, and having them with
family,
me, because...
Yeah.
I'd have to do it.
Literally. Double.
Just using you, actually.
Right. Doug and Don... Double D.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Newsome without E.
Right.
Newsome without an E. Newsome has an E. Last name.
I was like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
You guys, so let's turn some people on to your radio show. BBS Radio. You guys are up in Paradise, California.
Yeah, yeah.
The location is an awesome show. They can find you. They can listen.
Sure. Thank you very much. Remote engineering facility. We don't let anybody in. If you want to come by and visit us, you'd have to make an appointment. We'd probably meet you some coffee. But we there's only Sam is one, and the other one was the late, great Dr. Fred Bell. But other than that, it's for remote engineering. So it's great. I mean, nobody comes there. It's,
right. They do their shows from office. Whatever,
right, right. And we're just computer boards. Just want to go in there and think you're going to do this knockout program.
Right. But that's not what the listeners want to hear. Post the
Oh, yeah.
It's not, we don't care about the office. Like, what matters is it's a radio station. Have here. I'd like them to less mainstream and more like, what types do you guys have? So like you
alternative health, alternative living choice.
Why did you decide to take that direction when you started this? Is that where your mind was at the time?
No, I just got tired of new mainstream crap. And you know, I got tired.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to have anything to that sort of programming and stuff.
Actually, an innovator of the first radio station.
Thank you.
You're still around. I mean, you know, it's bigger and redder and harder. Too.
So how
We're
do you think I am?
Taking over this town.
How do you think I am on the radio?
Oh, you're hot.
Thanks.
On the radio.
Yeah. She's radio gold is what they call it.
You know what's funny? I met a guy. I didn't know, but he's like one of the biggest DJ radio station too. And I was sitting behind him at this event, and they had spoofs of movies. And I was pissing my pants, and I was laughing, but I was making commentary when I was laughing, because that's what I do when I watch movies. And I ended up going outside with Tehran, and he came outside and was like, I had to come outside and say, like, I was listening to you laugh the entire time. I wasn't even listening to the spoofs. He's like, I think you'd be great on the radio. And I started laughing. I was like, that's what I do right now.
Yeah.
But it's a small world.
Cool.
But he's like, and you're hot too, so that helps.
That does help.
It does.
And Don, how can people find you if they want to host a show, if they want to be a friend, if they want to come over and stay indefinitely?
Do they find me? All roads lead back to Rome, Sam. I mean, you can find BBS Radio.
Yeah.
Oh, just go BBSRadio.com. All the answers are there.
And you're also on Facebook, on Twitter, whatever. Yeah. Everywhere you can find anybody today, that's where they are.
Everywhere that's anywhere.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You'll find
Don,
us.
Don, thank you for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
And thank you for visiting me. It's an amazing thing.
Love it.
We'll have a lot of fun. And we'll see if the mood allows, folks. We're going to go to the gifting suite today. So we'll find out a little bit.
You're thinking way too much about it.
I know.
You just need to
relax.
We'll
just do it. Okay, let's
just need to get ready and go.
All right.
Life's too short.
All right, guys, stay tuned for Dr. Michelle. We'll see you all here on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.